joining us. He is our final Patriots Monday regular for the week. Defensive lineman Ty Warren. Good morning, Mr. Warren. Well, good afternoon, Mr. Warren.
Good evening, Dale and Holly.
So what's this meeting going to be like in about a half hour? What do you think the tone of it's going to be?
I can't really even begin to tell you, but it's not going to be what we expected it to be prior to the game and going into this bye week. I can tell you that much.
You felt good about your team and your team's chances going into this weekend.
I did. I felt like the week of practice went real well. The practice was real upbeat, and guys are just practicing hard and didn't see this coming.
Does this loss cost you guys a day or two in the bye week? I know sometimes he'll say if you win this game, you might be able to get an extra half day. Is that what happened here?
Time will tell. You know, we'll find that out in the meeting that we have here at 12:30. But if that's the case, hey, roll with the punches, man. Do whatever's going to make us better in the long run.
When's the last time you saw a formation like that used consistently? Was it college? I mean, we kept saying it was a college play yesterday, but was it really in college?
It was something you don't see often or even at all much in the league. The last time we seen anything close to that was the Jets when they came in with Brad Smith last year and was doing a lot of the option type plays with him. They did it without the unbalance. That was the difference between what we seen yesterday and what the Jets did a year ago.
If we give the Dolphins credit for creativity, and they deserve it.
Oh, absolutely.
Did they overpower you guys some too?
I wouldn't say that. I think it was some adjustments that need to be made. And we tried to make those on the sideline. Personally, I feel, each one of us, starting with myself, could have did something to help each situation. You know, I had my players in there and right on down the line. All in all, I don't think it was an overpowering deal more than just a awareness type deal.
You used the word adjustment. In your opinion, what's the best way to adjust to an attack like that from the opponent?
I couldn't. I mean, really, you just try to just balance things up the best way possible. I mean, when you put an offensive lineman on the opposite end of where he usually lines up, you just try to usually, slide the line or just try to gain them in by sliding either somebody on the second level or on the front level of being the defensive line over to try to balance the attack up. The wrinkle that was thrown in there was, Ronnie Brown being back there at quarterback and having the option to either run or pass or flip it or keep it himself or whatever he wanted to do, with the dummy element in it.
We were talking earlier. I mean, let's be honest. You haven't lost a lot of football games as a pro.
Right.
You're not used to it. Don't imagine you like it very much.
No.
How do you handle it on a Sunday when it happens?
Usually, I mean, it's not much sleep at night. You're not sleeping much at all. I can speak for myself and probably a lot of other guys. but just, I guess, to keep things in perspective, I don't think we can get too high or too low about it. The Dolphins came in and they came in with an awesome game plan and they executed it well, out-executed us, and they did a good job of that. That's that. I don't think it's going to determine our season by any means. I think if anything, we know from here on out that other teams are going to see that film and they're probably going to come with some of those trick elements in their game plan. We got to be aware of that, and I think this bye week allows the opportunity to try to minimize those things when they come up again.
We talked to you about this last week. You watch the film a lot. You watch it before you watch it with the team. So right. I'm sure you've seen it already today. As you looked at it again, is there anything that stood out to you or anything that you feel like could have been fixed in the moment that wasn't fixed?
When I look at film, I tend to just try to look at myself and see what I can fix and just kind of lead a game plan to the coaches and so forth. And, I know it was definitely some plays in there for myself that I could have helped out a little more than what I did, and that led to some big plays. And you know, those are things I have to look back on for myself as a contributor to this defense, and say, you know, well, I could have helped out a little bit more on this right here, to allow the second level to do whatever they need to do, or, you know, or vice versa, or whatever the case might be, or make it easier on this guy or that guy. So I just tend to look at myself initially when a lot of the film watching is being this taking place prior to the game. Yeah, we're looking at a whole bunch of stuff, a lot of formations and stuff like that. And based on Dan Hennings, you know, playbook, I mean, he's been calling plays while I was sucking my thumb, but you know, a lot of the plays that he usually run seemed like was put on the back burner for a little bit. I mean, they were sprinkled in here and there, but they threw their wrinkles in as well, and seemed like you know Chad was up to the same little dink dunk passes out to the perimeter and so on and so forth. And all in all, they just did a good job out executing us.
When the season started and I looked at the schedule, I thought, man, the bye week after three games is way too early.
Right.
Now, considering, you know, the adjustments that you said have to be made, maybe Matt Castle needs more time to get the offense down, maybe the bye week isn't in such a bad time.
It's not a bad time. You know, if Bill feel like we need to practice, you know, four practices instead of three practices, you know, what we usually done, you know, that's just what it is. I mean, because you know, it's been some turnover. You know, yeah, Castle is our quarterback. You know, these plays they ran on us yesterday is somewhat new to us. So we just got to go back to the drawing board and just try to do what we need to do in order to stop these things when they come back up again.
I said to Dale earlier, when's the last time you played a 5-2 defense or 4-4? Maybe you can counter with a college attack against a college offense.
Well, you know, the players play, man, and you know, we'll look at that film and coaches will come up with a game plan and best suits that scheme when it comes up again. And, you know, and we'll approach it that way. I mean, we got the players in place to put a stop to it, but we just got to make the necessary adjustments, and we'll do that.
We know that the meetings start in just a few minutes, and we know how anxious you are to get in there and participate. So we're going to get you out of here.
It's like one of those, you know, like one of those times you at school and you got a bad conduct grade. You know, you don't want to take that report, you know that report card home to mama. It's like the teacher asks you, you give that report card to your mother because she called asking for your report card.
Right.
It's like, yeah, I was actually going to give it to her. I left it in my backpack, and I left the backpack at school. So
my dad was always, you go on up to your room, and I'll be up to talk with you later. Yeah. And it was that gap waiting for him to arrive that was worse than anything he ever said in there.
And that worst phrase, that phrase I used to get, you know, you ready for your whooping?
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not ready.
How about that? Ready for your whooping, and then you get to pick the belt?
Oh, man.
You know, yeah, go pick one.
Yeah.
Go pick one.
All right, man. Memories.
Yeah.
Right. There you go. All right, Ty.
Go to
Thank
your
you.
Meeting. Thanks, Ty. Good to see you again.
All right,
take care. Ty Warren joining us here on Sports Radio. Hey.